The next major thrust forward occurred in 1965. While doing concerts in a series of colleges and universities, I found Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And just as I'd had no interest or belief in the Ouija board before I personally experienced it, I had no conscious interest or belief in thinking and growing rich until I started reading that book. Yet for some reason I picked it up, and about 12 pages in, my hair was just standing up all over my body, you know, thrill bumps everywhere. I decided to do exactly as it suggested, and it worked so well for me that in a very brief time, I was able to build a multinational business, touching meaningfully the lives of many thousands. I even began teaching the principles that I was learning from the book. And then after Esther and I were married, that was in 1980, I told her about some of my Ouija board experiences. She finally said, "Jerry, and we really get along." She said, "I really don't want to hear about the Ouija board. I can't even stay in the room when you talk about it." So you see, she had been taught to have tremendous fear of it. So since I didn't want to disturb her, that was the end of me even talking about the Ouija board. By 1983, I'd kind of come as far as I wanted to with teaching Think and Grow Rich. I'd seen a few people become millionaires, a very few. I saw lots of people expand, but I also saw a number of people whose lives didn't seem to get much better no matter how many courses they took. And so I felt there has to be another level of knowing that I can find. So my search just continued